Isn't friend the best? Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Joji Vacentino is playing that song.
It's time again for another live episode of The Josie Show. Tonight, Josie welcomes live Sheila Ray Charles and Darren Taylor. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasentino. And now, back from her trip to the TMA Awards in Nashville, where she hired a personal bodyguard just to protect her cheese doodles, Josie Pasentino.
Come up with this stuff, to be honest. Really, cheese doodles? Really? but very good one. Still do not know how this comes to you. So hey everyone, and welcome. You hear my producer in the background trying to give her the sh finger, the shness.
Yeah, I just want to let everybody know real quick that after Josie and Tina left Nashville, there were no news reports on CNN. The city did survive. FEMA will not be called in.
Yes, we did very, very well. I'm very proud of myself. Let me tap me on the back. Yes, good Josie.
And we also want to tell all the guys that were on Broadway whistling at Josie as she walked down Broadway. We do have your names and addresses. You'll be hearing from us.
Okay, before we even start the show, I just have to say
that was kind of awkward because I was like standing there holding my luggage, like trying to go to my hotel, and I was like, I came back from like an 8-hour drive, okay, and let's just say I did not look my best. My hair wasn't fluffed enough. It was really like a disaster, right?
I didn't have enough fluff. Okay,
and also I was carrying tons of luggage. And seriously, two dudes were, like, whistling. I don't know if they were whistling at me or my mom. I don't know exactly. Either way, it was really awkward. And we just looked at each other like, really?
I said, you can't forget the catcalls down Broadway. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was so funny. Okay, as a mom, this was hysterical.
Uh-huh, yeah,
to be with
right.
your daughter when she gets that as a teenager.
Awkward.
It was hysterical. Oh, my gosh. Josie turns around mm-hmm. and looks at me. This goes to show you how sweet of a kid she is. She turns around and looks at me, and she says, do ladies really, like, respond to that? What are they doing?
I didn't know what it was. Like, I was, like, thinking, like, no other.
I'm like, well, some ladies.
I was thinking to myself, like, no other, like, I don't think a lady would be like, oh, well, thank you. Like, I mean, like, I don't know. It's awkward. Anyway, it was
You're
very interesting, but I had
right.
so much fun.
Good for you. It was such nice
thank
behavior.
You.
Okay, so maybe we should introduce
cool.
the show.
Yeah, maybe we should, because people do not know right now what show they're listening to, and they're a little confused. This is the Josie Show, and we're so glad everyone is tuning in tonight. Thank you all
yeah,
so much.
Yeah, we also want to apologize to the Ryman Auditorium for all the toilet paper Josie took home. You know, she collects it and autographs it for fans.
Well, I mean, that's the only way you could autograph. I mean, toilet paper is so nice. It, like, you know, when you write, it, like, does a cool design because you're writing on a design. You know what I'm saying? Okay, just whatever. Okay. Seriously, though. Alan, why, like, where do you come up with this stuff? Anyway, we're very, 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 very excited. I mean, Nashville was just amazing, and we were lucky enough to attend the CMA Awards, which was just an outstanding experience because we got to see kind of what was behind the stage, like, not behind the stage, but, like, behind the scenes. When you see it on TV, it's a completely different thing because you get to see the whole process of what goes on and what they're doing and all that fun stuff. So it was really, really cool. I very much enjoyed it, and I definitely am excited about next year because we are definitely going to go back to the CMA Awards because I just had so, so much fun.
Yeah, and we also want to apologize for Mr. Lee Bryce for that little stalking thing. We are sending Tina to rehab.
Okay, I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself.
Oh, my gosh.
I couldn't help myself. It was hysterical. When he went up there to, I don't know, accept the award or whatever for I Drive Your Truck, I didn't even say anything. I didn't even budge. Josie just grabs me and holds me down in my chair.
Yep.
I swear
yep.
I wasn't going to rush the stage.
Yup. Well, you had to make sure because, I mean, there were stairs and stuff. I didn't want you falling. Killing yourself or something.
Oh, yeah. He's got some really good music. Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Can I continue, please, people? Okay. But, yeah, it was a really, really good time. It was very, very fun. We had a lot of laughs, a lot of interesting things. I had to hold her down, actually, a couple times. But it was, all in all, it was so, so good. But we're very excited to be back on the air with you guys tonight. You know, home sweet home. And we have an awesome show for you guys tonight, so I'm very excited. I'll tell you what we have in the next couple of hours to do. So here is what we have planned. Tonight, we get to catch up with Sheila Ray Charles, and special guest joining us will be Malia McKinney. I know she's going to call in to surprise Sheila and chat with us a little bit about what they have going on. And tonight, I also talk with Darren Taylor, with Torn, with the Taylors. And later tonight, we may also get to chat with Kevin L. and find out about some new projects he's working on with CME. So it's going to be a really, really, really great show. You'll get to hear our fun chat, some awesome music, find out some new things, some things that you might be interested into and interested in going to, and it'll be really, really awesome. So, yes, it's going to be amazing. Now, before we get started here, you can check out our archives arranged by season, or you could visit our networks tab on our site at josieshow.com to kind of catch up on all of our other episodes, and you could hear and find out more on how to hear all of those. And also, you could hear The Josie Show, which is where we are right now. Hey, Josie Show. But also we have Josie Show special edition episodes, so you can catch up on those as well. And also, we are rebroadcasted on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time Zone on Fishing Country Now, Cowgirl Divas Radio, located at fcnr.net. So you can hear a rebroadcast of our live shows there as well. And we currently have 14 special edition episodes up now, so you can check those out by going to our website at josieshow.com and clicking on the special edition tab thingamabobber right there. And you can check out our episodes with Aaron Tippin, Glenn Douglas Tubb, David Church, Eric Lee Bedingfield, Ray Price, our tribute show, and our full interview with country legend Ray Price himself.
And we just want to apologize to listeners for Josie saying thingamabobber.
Yes, well, you know, it doesn't fit without it. And also, Justin Trujillo, Bill Green, Jack and Misty, Tia Goins, Tony Booth, Sheila Ray Charles, Sammy Sadler, who actually survived the real murder on Music Row, so we got to talk about that, and Caroline Cole, whose video is rocking CMT right now. So please make sure you catch up on all of those special edition episodes. So it's going to be really awesome, so please check it out. Now, without any delay, everyone, please welcome back to the show, Sheila Ray Charles. Yeah.
Hey, baby sis, how are you?
I'm doing amazing. I'm so excited to have you back on the show.
Now, did you go have a boot stomping honky-tonk in time at the CMAs like I told you to?
I did. I even screamed for the both of us. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so
excited. It was like you're there.
I know it was awesome.
It was so, so much fun. But you know what? I have no doubt that one of these days we're going to see you on the CMA Awards, and I'll be, like, cheering loud and just screaming and holding a sign. I mean, we'll do it. It's all good.
Well, you know what? I have somebody that is here by my side that is just going hysterical to say hello to you, and I'm going to hand them the phone, okay?
All right.
Hold on.
I love you, darling.
Hello. Hey, hey.
Hello.
It's Pat Melfi. Hey.
Do I sound like Pat Melfi? I still don't look like him, baby. This is Polly.
Hello.
This is Polly.
Oh, Polly! Oh, my goodness. Hey, Polly, how are you?
I'm fine, honey. Good to hear your voice. I heard you from the other side of the dressing room. I said, wait a second. Can I please cut in on your conversation? Is this Josie?
Oh, my goodness. That is so funny. That is hilarious.
I was looking for you at the CMAs on television.
I know.
I said, I know she's going to go running across the stage or something.
Yeah, I was very close to you, but there were a lot of bodyguards. I got a little nervous.
Okay.
I'm not sure I wasn't that prepared.
Glad you held your composure, sweetheart.
Yes, yes. Oh, that's awesome. We have to have you back on, Polly, because I know you're doing a lot of things. So we have to have you back on soon, okay?
Absolutely, sweetheart. It'd be my pleasure. And, you know, all of this happened because you had me on your show.
No.
Yeah.
You have all the talent and stuff.
You introduced me to Pat on your show.
Yes.
And that's what started the whole thing with Pat and I. So I love you, baby, and thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. Have fun. I know you guys are in Salt Lake City right now, so you are going to have just so much fun. And we love you, too.
All right. Wish you a film for you, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. I'll let go of the conversation and quit being a phone hog.
You're good.
Wow. Okay, I'm back. So that was so cool.
I didn't know who it was because you were with, like, so many people that I know, and it's so funny because, you know, it's so funny how we are just all connected in, like, a circle of people that we, you know, and it's hilarious. That's so cool, though.
Isn't that amazing how it works? God is just so good. And I'm
yes.
so excited to be back on your show, my little sister. Tell me something good.
Oh, good. I am very, very excited as well. Like I mentioned, you guys are in Salt Lake City right now for the We Are Hope concert. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, we are here. I'm out the dressing room. We've got some rehearsals going on with champagne back there. I am so excited to be here for 21,000 seats at this arena where we are, and they have only 100 tickets. So we have over 20,000 people that were attending tomorrow night, and we are so excited to be able to share a message of love and bring the light, you know, into the eyes of our community that we are the hope. We are the future, and we can make changes that affect our children. We are responsible to do that, especially as parents. So I am so first be a part of this process.
That is just insane. That is insane. I'm very excited. Are we going to be able to see it online for the people that can't be in Salt Lake City? Because I want to see it so bad.
Well, you know, I know that they are filming it. However, I don't know if they'll be releasing it on the internet or not. I hope they do. There's a lot of people at home that really are going to want to be part of this magnificent show. I mean, I sat and watched the rehearsal today, and I'm like, the whole world has got to see this performance.
Oh, yes. That is so cool. I just cannot wait. You know, I hope they do. I hope they put it online because we would love to see it and support you, and I'm very excited to hear you sing We Are Hope again. You always just, like, rock that song, and it's just amazing, and it blows my mind just, like, it's crazy.
Thank you, sweetheart. That is so awesome. Well, you know, my aspiration is to one day be able to sing with you, you know. We still have to rock the stage, me and you, sister girl.
We do. We really, really do. I'm ready. I'm excited. I just cannot wait to finally be able to actually meet you, and we're definitely going to have to take pictures the whole nine yards because I'm just so excited about it. It'll be awesome.
Absolutely. Yes. I hated that I missed you in Kentucky because I wish we could have gotten to see each other when you went through on your way by to the CMAs.
I know. But it's all good. I mean, like I said, it's going to happen. I know it is. So we're definitely I'm excited that you are going to be at, you know, you're in Salt Lake City doing your thing and just, you know, all that fun stuff. But definitely we will meet. I promise we will.
I'm going to hold you to that. Well,
I'm going to make it happen. I'm telling you.
It is an incredible spirit going around you. I mean, you should see all the choirs and all of the orchestras playing. I mean, I'm just looking at this. This is a huge production. So, I mean, I wish you were here.
I know. I wish so, too. I really, really do. But I do know someone, you know, is actually called in here. who is a big part of what this is going to be about, the woman who actually made the song We Are Hope that you graciously and beautifully sing. So let's put it on right now. Right now, Malia McKinney.
Hi. Oh, my sister.
Hey, Sheila, everyone. Sending hugs and love.
Hi, sweetie. How are you, my sister girl?
Everything is good. Everything is good. We got some magic in the air with hope, and Sheila's going to present that tomorrow night. And I may just pop up, Sheila. Everything's going great. I've got a couple of meetings tomorrow very early, but we'll see what happens. But I know you're going to hold it down.
Oh, that would make mine day. That would be awesome. I'm sure that everyone would love it if you were here to be able to see, you know, your song in such a great capacity. I mean, it is amazing what is happening here with the orchestras, with the production itself. It is incredible. I mean, that's taking it enough to put out pretty much all this 21,000, you know, I was just saying 600 left, and one fact.
It's going to be a great evening. Pat always does everything with style.
Well, you know what I love, and this is why it is so beautiful, is because he just thinks on some guys. Whenever you get like that, it doesn't have to wear that. Even the environment we're in, he's always the glory and always giving, you know, the Lord credit for everything. It's just beautiful to have such a huge opportunity as this, and that give God all the glory for it. It is amazing.
That's what it's all about, Sheila. We've planted to see this hope through the giving of God and the resources that he's given us and the talent and the great people that came aboard, and Tina and Josie were there initially in the beginning planting those seeds. They were a huge part of building both CME and the MuseArt piece, so we need to give them, you know, some huge love on that. Sometimes when you just have the thought and the seed, you need people who are courageous enough to go to the fight and do what they need to do, and I have to embrace that right here on the show, because without them, we would have not gotten the radio and different things that we needed to initiate this whole project.
Awesome. You know what? And for sure, I believe that everybody involved will see the greatness, especially, you know, you can't beat the God gives. And the blessing that is going to come upon everyone that took the initiative to do the will of God is going to receive such a blessing in their spiritual life, physical life, and in every aspect that you can imagine. I know that everyone's going to be blessed by being a part.
Amen, amen. And I think, you know, We Are Hope, obviously, is just an incredible, incredible song. And I know, Sheila, you are honored to be singing it, especially, you know, for the We Are Hope concert. But, I mean, Malia, how excited are you that, you know, your song is going to be performed there? That's just so incredible.
Well, I don't want to sound vain, but I already knew it was going to be there. God was with me in last year, the journey that I had with my cancer, just as he gave me many dreams with Sheila's voice, and he brought us together. And then after we recorded that during the amazing times that I was under chemo, that alone was a blessing that I was able to even think about doing something like that. Sheila came and she just nailed it. She nailed it. And she made me so proud. When I got the actual recording after, you know, many emails and just organizations, just everything that came to play to make this a production, I knew after I handed it to her that she was going to do what she needed to do, and she did it. She did a fabulous job, and she continues to do it.
Let's change that word from we, because you know, to have such an incredible, to be a part of somebody who has such a great legacy in writing and music, you know, to be collaborating with a Hall of Fame writer, it's all a divine order. But it also takes people to be obedient and to not walk in their egos. And they're, you know, a lot of people get so outside of themselves that they don't want to work with people. They don't want to give back, and they especially give back to, you know, their communities. And so, Malia, you must be commended for caring so deeply and desperately for the children, and especially the children of this age that need the hope greater than any other age before this one. The need for hope is so relevant. And this song is going to be a song that's going to change the world. And so I am just grateful and honored and blessed to be a part of it.
Wow, thank you. Thank you. But, you know, we have to just, you know, I really have a hard time just, you know, I appreciate all the warm sentiments and the recognition and that. But you know what? I'm just the kind of person that's just so humble that, you know, I'm the person first. And I recognize that, you know, without a strong faith and recognition and how you got the talent and the opportunities and everything, it could never be. And then you meet people like Josie, who was part of a mentorship, and she just runs with it. I mean, the songwriting, the recording, just everything. She just was so open to receive that kind of love and mentorship. And I have to give a shout out to Lenora Luca. She was another one, and Michelle.
Yes.
I mean, these kids really, really were opened up, and they have just excelled. I'm so proud of all of them. They've come such a long way in just a short time, and I continue to be proud, so.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. And I just have to say, with the two of you guys together, I mean, magic is seriously, like, about to happen, because I know that you have another song. I hope we can mention it, but you guys are writing.
Excuse me, ladies. I don't mean to interrupt. Well, actually, I do mean to interrupt, because we're going to make this a foursome. We have a special surprise on the line. That's Denise Newton.
Oh!
Awesome.
Join the party. Hello, Denise.
Hey.
That's Denise. Hello.
Hi,
Denise. Who's on the line?
That's Denise Newton from Solutions.
Hello.
Hello. Now, you know, I couldn't pass up the opportunity to come on, first of all, to greet my favorite radio host, Josie. And secondly,
I love you.
You know it, girl. And to talk to these two powerful ladies. When I'm going to tell you something. When Malia posted that the song won Song of the Year, I act like a pure fool. Like I was the one who first wrote the song and sung it, and I had nothing to do with either one. That's how excited I was about that song. That song was so awesome. First to Malia, your songwriting, that song is amazing. And Sheila, the way you sing it, girl, you're going to make We Are the World, I mean, sound like something that the kindergartners put together.
And Denise, do you know she's down in Utah now getting ready to do the We Are Hope concert?
Oh, yeah. I've been listening the whole time. And if it was possible for me to be in Utah, I would be right there, front row, acting a fool. I'm telling you. But, I mean, you guys got it going on with that song. It's amazing. And I'm telling you, it is going to be a game changer in the lives of some young people around this country. And I am excited about what's getting ready to happen.
Mm-hmm. You know, it is so exciting down here. The air, there's so much excitement in the air. The children are so blessed. They went and took all the different practices. A whole bunch of children from inner city schools that, you know, aren't as fortunate as some of the other children that are here, you know, don't have all the money and all the status and everything. And they've got these kids in here, and they allowed them to expose their talent and to be what God has created them to be. And I'm telling you, these kids have done something that some adults couldn't do. In the amount of time that they were given to come up there and to dance and sing and be professional as they are, it is simply breathtaking to see. And, again, I can't tell you what an honor it is to be a part of it. I am so excited, and I cannot wait to see the end result and to be able to watch it back on television or on the video and stuff. And I can't wait for the rest of the world to see it. It's going to be
spectacular. You and
Stephen
are going
to
rock it.
It's going to be spectacular. But you know, ladies, I have about 5 minutes, and I have 2 minutes. I wanted to tell you I love you guys so much. I also, you know, wanted to, if you don't mind, want to give a quick shout out for, speaking of hope, I want to, you know, and just employ people to really take a look at my book, Behind the Shades. I mean, this is what hope is about. That's why I could sing the song so sincerely, is because I have such a story of hope and faith and love through God. You know, God just brought me to a new place in my life and into a new journey. And my book really speaks on that hope, on that faith, and on that love. And so I really want people to go to Behind the Shades on Amazon.com, and it's Behind the Shades, Beyond the Darkness. And it's a Sheila Ray Charles story. And look into that. See what God can do. You are going to get such a message of hope and love and joy through that story. And I encourage everyone to go check it out. I want to tell everybody I love you out there. Be praying for us, sister. I've got to go. I've got to get my makeup and hair done and get ready for this dress rehearsal for tomorrow. I love you guys. And I will be staying in touch. Josie, you know you're my baby girl.
We love you so much, and rock it. And remember, everyone, please do put a really great review for Behind the Shades, the book as well. Please make sure you do that. Write a nice review.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Woo.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. Wonderful.
Awesome. We love her. And I'm so glad that both of you called in. I mean, you know, both of my loves. I mean, that's crazy. This is like a party right now. That's awesome. Okay, so really quick, I mean, please, both of you guys, say if you guys would like, I would love to play We Are Hope right now. I mean, I think this is a perfect opportunity to play it. Okay? Let's do it.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. We Are Hope. Here we go.
There are people chosen to lead this world in the human race, and people born to follow and taught God's great grace. And then there are givers who understand the needs of the fellow man, when love rules their hearts and courage takes a stand. Humanity linked together, hand in hand.
We are We are great, understanding the human race. We are faith, holding on to a brighter day. We are hope, looking for a better way. We are charity, looking out for a fellow man. We take the courage to the fight, take what's wrong and make it right. Walk through the darkness to the light, following the sun to regain our sight. We are for a better way. We are charity, looking out for a fellow man. Life is bigger than you and me. Takes a village to raise a family. That means it's up to all humanity. We are great.
hold the future. Keep what happens in this life. It's up to you and me. Meant to raise up children so they will understand to love one another the best that they can.
And that was We Are Hope, written by Malia McKinney and sung by the wonderful Sheila Ray Charles, who we just got to talk to. Espenice Noon, are you still there?
I am still here.
I'm still here.
You better
I'm just taking that song in. That song has so much synergy.
Wow. Doesn't it? I know. I absolutely love it. And our next guest is actually here, but Espenice Noon, I just want to thank you so, so much for coming on and tuning in. And please stay tuned in. Please.
I sure will.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Love you. Talk with you soon, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much, Miss Espenice Noon, everybody. And Malia, we love your song. And I know you're coming back actually a little later. Ooh. Yes.
I'll be back later on in the show, Josie.
Perfect. Yes, you're coming back with Kevin L.
Yes, amazing stuff with CME shortly.
Yes, I'm very excited. All right, sounds great. I'm very excited to know a little bit more about what you guys have going on. It'll be great.
Okay, sweetie. All right, we'll
talk to you
in a little bit.
Soon. Awesome. See you in a little bit. Thank you. Bye-bye. Awesome. That was Mindy and McKinney. Beautiful writer. We are hosting. Yes, we got to talk to Sheila Ray Charles. We got to talk to Malia McKinney, and we got to even chat with our friend Espenice Noon, and we love them all. So now I'm very excited. We have our next guest, everybody. Everyone, please give a warm welcome to the amazing Darren Taylor with Torn with the Taylors. Yeah. Hello.
Hello. Darren. How are you?
Hi. I am doing great. How are you?
You know, I'm doing great. I have this motto that every day above ground is a successful and great day.
Mm-hmm. That is an amazing motto. And it's going to be a really great day because I'm very excited to talk with you. It's going to be a really great night.
Heck yeah. I'm just as excited. I mean, I feel like, being on your show means that, mm-hmm. I've definitely hit the big time.
Oh, thank you.
That's true.
I appreciate that. Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. I know it. And I'm just very, very excited to get to know you a little bit better and play some of your music tonight. I'm very excited and honored.
Well,
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much. Now, I kind of want to rewind a little bit, if you don't mind, to kind of, kind of the musical history before Torn with the Taylors. Can you tell us a little bit about kind of where you first got started with everything?
Yeah, absolutely. I like to tell everybody that before I could talk, I was actually singing. And, I was in the crib, and my mom said that, I would just be singing and clapping my hands. And so, I was kind of like the kid who was shy to talk to people, but when my dad would say, hey, I want you to sing for the neighborhood girls, I would sing for them, and there was this one song called I'm in the Mood for Love from this old TV show. Remember the Little Rascals TV show?
Oh, yes.
Well, yeah, there was this guy named Alfalfa who had, like, this piece of hair sticking up the middle of his head, and he would sing I'm in the Mood for Love. So that was pretty much the first song that I sang publicly to, just the neighborhood girls, and my dad used to get a kick out of it, and my mom loved it, and So to make a long story short, I just really grew up loving to sing and didn't really have the guts to get out and sing until after high school. That's when I started singing in front of people because of this little thing called karaoke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if there's any karaoke singers out there, but that's what got me out of my shell, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So once I sang on stage at a karaoke show and all the drunk people were clapping for me, I said, you know, I could get used to this, you know. And I said, the more you drink, the better I sound.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's natural. That's so cool. I mean, you started off very, very young when you figured out the talent. I mean, before you could even talk, you were singing, which is really, really cool. And you know, you were born with it. And I love that you stuck with it and you're still just rocking. You're still
That's the thing. You know, a lot of music people don't want to say how old they are because they're worried that the record label is not going to want to sign them. But I like to tell people, you know, how old I am. And, you know, I don't really think it's how old are you, it's how young are you. And, you know, I'm 43 years old with 6 kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that as long as you're alive, the music should never die.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, it's just incredible, incredible. I mean, how many things you have gotten to do and you're still doing and you just love what you do. And, I mean, that's commendable that you still just love what you're doing and just enjoy every single day of it. And it doesn't matter, you know, how old or how young. As long as you love what you're doing, that's all that matters.
Yeah, and it's been quite a musical journey because, you know, when it came to, you know, me wanting to make it big in music and finally when I was, you know, playing out and living my dream, I ended up, you know, having my first child and ended up seeing that I had to put my musical dreams on hold for a while, for about 13 years. But what happened was I said, you know, I'm 37, I'm a single father of 3 boys, and I didn't think that my chances to get signed to a record deal were too great at that time. So instead of going to Nashville and hoping and praying that somebody would give me a record deal, I said, I'm going to start my own record label. So I ended up raising $2.6 million to start a record label. And what happened was, you ever heard of an artist named Jason Aldean?
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay. Well, what happened was I ended up reaching out to Jason Aldean's manager at the time. It was Jason Aldean's first album. It was with Hicktown and Y, and things were really exciting, and Jason had just hit about 900,000 CD sales. And his manager and I became friends. So I said, hey, you know, I want to start a record label, and I'd like you to be one of my partners. So we ended up starting a record label. We ended up having an artist signed to it named Adam Gregory. And basically what happened was we had 2 top 40 hits, but a lot of people still really don't know who Adam Gregory is. But we ended up partnering with the same record label that has Taylor Swift on it. It's called Big Machine Records. And it was really exciting. But the thing that I learned was, you could spend $2.6 million to break an artist, but with the internet and with, you know, just the people out there, the fans that are online, Facebook, Twitter, the people listening to the Josie Show, you know, you don't have to have a lot of money these days. You just have to get your music out there. So what happened was we sold the record label and, you know, made some money. But I learned one thing, that it's better just to make it happen online. It's better to just, you know, have your grassroots following. And that's what we did. So, you know, here I am, and this is really what it's all about, is just taking it to the people.
Right. How cool. I love how, you know, you pursued it. I mean, you said one day you wanted to keep doing this, and then you just were like, hey, what can I do to continue this? Oh, record label. I'll do it myself. That's awesome.
Well,
more
and
people
that's the crazy
that.
Thing. Yeah, and that's the crazy thing. You know, I just, I knew that I had a dream still, and I knew that I did want to, you know, go big with it. But what happened was, being a single father of three, you know, my youngest son was 3 years old at the time, and I was like, well, I can't really go on the road and do this, so I'm going to get my shot, and we're going to put me out, and, you know, I'll be on the radio and stuff. But what happened was, we ended up selling it because in order to actually compete in the big leagues and, you know, be partnering up with Big Machine Records and to do what Taylor Swift mm-hmm. and some major artists are doing, you really do mm-hmm. have to have a big, big budget. So mm-hmm. what happened was, when I ended up going online, I went to this website called ChristianCafe.com because a couple of my friends had met, you know, their soulmate on ChristianCafe.com. Mm-hmm. And I went into a songwriting appointment with a girl named Megan Connor in Nashville. And what happened was, I brought this song in, because keep in mind, I was in Nashville, I was, you know, being single, and I was, you know, pretty used to it. So I brought this song idea to Megan Connor, and the song was called I Love Being Single. And what happened was, she said, well, Baron, I'm not really in the mood to write a song called I Love Being Single. she said, I think I just met my soulmate. And I'm like, well, where do you think you met him, you know? And she said, on Christian Cafe. So we did not write the song I Love Being Single that day. We actually didn't even finish the song because she just kept telling me about this guy and how excited she was. But so what happened was, I ended up going on a 3-day trial, and I was looking at, you know, different profiles, and I saw this girl who was holding a ham on a silver platter, and I like to tell, you know, people that, you know, the girl looked very beautiful, but the ham looked very delicious. And I was very hungry when I was looking at the profile, and mm-hmm. I like to tell people that it was love at first ham. And
that's a good one.
I mean, thank you. Yeah, because she really, her profile picture was her. She's a chef, and, you know, she's my wife now. But so we were both on a 3-day trial, and her name is Andrea. And I had just decided that it was time to, you know, get remarried if I met the right woman. Mm-hmm. So I did end up, you know, dating her for a few months. And getting into the Torn with the Taylor segment, this is where Torn with the Taylor, you know, family is born, and we came together as a family. I ended up deciding to propose to Andrea with a song, and I wanted to write, you know, because a lot of people say, hey, will you marry me? Well, my thought was, you know, the boys and I, this is a pretty serious step to get married.
Yeah.
Once I knew the boys, really, you know, Andrea, and they tasted one of the meals, and, you know, my boys were tired of eating top ramen noodles and TV dinners, because that's pretty much what I cooked as a single father. And, mm-hmm. you know, so it was time to propose to Andrea, and I decided to write a song and play it for her mm-hmm. when my son brought the ring out on the dessert plate, right?
Oh.
So my son Justin brings the ring out on the dessert plate, and Andrea sees the ring, and I said, hey, don't say nothing yet. And then I pulled my guitar out, and I sat all the kids and Andrea down. I proposed to her with a song called Will You Marry Us? And, you know, really, it's like word for word, every word in that song is really what happened with my family. So, and she said yes, and, you know, she just, she blessed me ever since. I mean, we ended up making a music video on the song, and because of that song and the music video, we ended up getting approached by all these reality TV shows because, you know, we're the real-life Brady Bunch meets the Partridge Family because, yeah, once we got married, the kids started learning my songs, and then I'm like, well, shoot, I got a band now, you know?
Right.
So, wow. It's not good.
That is so, so cool. I mean, if that's a reality show, I would definitely watch. So I'm hoping that's in the works.
Yeah, it's in the works so cool. Right now.
Awesome. Good. Well, I'm glad.
Well,
I'm glad.
You could be
because
on
I
our show.
Definitely
yeah, we'll have you on our show, you know.
I would love that. I mean, come on. All you have to do is ask, and
yeah.
I'll run there. Okay.
Well, I'm asking
that.
You now in advance, you know, like when it happens, that you can be on the show.
Thank you. Thank you so
mm-hmm.
much. I will
no
definitely
problem.
Accept that offer. I would love to. That's amazing.
Okay, cool.
And
yeah.
I think that is just the sweetest thing ever with the song that you did. And it's actually it's an incredible song. And we have it here tonight
nice.
To play, Will You Marry Us?
Cool.
And I love it so much. And, I mean, how do you say no to that? I mean, she was probably, like, dying to say yes. that.
I would have been crushed. Yeah, I would have
yeah,
been crushed.
I know.
Because, yeah, if I, like, finish the song and I'm, like, waiting and she, like, doesn't say nothing and then she, and I say, well, will you? She says, absolutely not.
Oh, my goodness. I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine. But you guys are married now and a beautiful, beautiful couple. And we have the song that I'm very excited to play right now for everybody. Let's do it,
awesome.
Okay?
Let's do it.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Here we go. Will You Marry Us by Darren Taylor. Let's do it. Play right now.
Wasn't love. The more I live, the more I believe. If it doesn't work out, it wasn't meant to be. A single father of three. Since finding you, we've never been so happy. My wedding days were done, but the boys and me think you're the one. Will you marry me? Will you marry us? You're the woman of my dreams, a blessing from above. Wanna have you in our lives, just can't get enough. Too bad you are part. Call me daddy, I'll do the best that I can do. And I get to have another son that'll gladly call my own. We'll have a big happy family with a mama and a daddy. And we'll have a great big house. Lots of
observant applause. That was William Mariette by Darren Taylor, and it's such a beautiful song. And the music video, you mentioned there was a music video for this. Is that on YouTube yet, or where did we find that?
Yeah, you can find it on YouTube, and you can also find it on our blog. You can just go to Torin with no G. It's Torin with thetaylors.com.
Perfect, perfect. We'll post the links for that and everything. So it's just a click away, and you can check out the beautiful music video. So please, please make sure you check that out. And, you know, I love the name, Torn with the Taylors. Can you let us know who makes up Torn with the Taylors and all of your roles that you all play? I mean, what instruments you play, or, you know, let us know. Who is in the band?
Okay, well, here's the band. Well, you've got me, of course, and I play guitar, and I'm, believe it or not, the lead singer. I'm the oldest, and I'm the lead singer. And then we have Blake. Blake is... He's now 17, and he plays guitar in the band, but he also plays drums and he plays piano. So it just depends on what he feels like playing for that, you know, particular song. And then we have little Darren. He's not so little anymore. He's actually at college right now, and he plays bass, but now he plays guitar as well. So, you know, we're doing just an unplugged thing. You know, maybe we'll just have all guitars. But then there's Justin. He's 15, and he's actually kind of doing two things. He's becoming a professional skateboarder. He's already sponsored. And he, you know, like, Justin sings harmony with me, and little Darren sings harmony with me. But yeah, Justin, he would play the mandolin, six-string mandolin, actually. And it just gave a nice, you know, blend to the sounds. But then the rest of the Taylors are kind of like being groomed and learning, you know, they're getting better at singing and they're starting to play more guitar. We have Alana and Jenna. They are identical twins, and they are 13 right now. And then Daniel is going to be 11 tomorrow. And Daniel's just, he's all over. He wants to, you know, sing for people and talk to people, and he's great on camera. And then, of course, you have my wife, Andrea, and she is what we call the momager. she makes sure that when we're having band practice or whatever, that if anyone's not listening or if anyone's, like, you know, wasting time, she'll be like, hey, you know, you better listen to that.
Love it.
Now, I'll tell you, our furry little family members, you know, they're part of the Taylors as well. Right now, we have 12 furry little Maltese, and we have 8 little puppies, and we just have 4. But we're not going to be keeping, you know, they're kind of like, you know, they're part of the family, but, you know, if there's anybody in Florida, we're in Florida, we're going to be, you know, getting rid of our Maltese puppy. So just hit us up at TorinWithTaylors.com if you're interested.
Yes. Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, we'll post that as well so everyone just click away.
Yeah, absolutely. So.
Perfect, perfect. I love that. And Torn with the Taylors, I mean, it's not all just music. I mean, there's so much more to you all. Can you share what you can? I mean, I know that it's not just music. I mean, you guys do a bit of, you know, everything. You guys just like to have fun with it.
Yeah, here's what's going on. I mean, you know, everybody has, you know, exciting things going on. You know, they don't just do music, but my wife is literally, I like to refer to her as the real life Mrs. Brady meets Rachel Ray. and I'll tell you, and my wife has an awesome food blog that is TaylorMadeMarket.com. She has phenomenal recipes and does great blog posts. So she's blogging on a regular basis. And 5 of our kids are homeschooled. So pretty much every day, everybody goes to what we like to call tailor-made university. And they do their schooling, and then they do what they're really passionate about. I mean, we're always doing something. There's a trampoline in the backyard, so, you know, everybody's usually, you know, doing flips and You know, we got a really tall tree in the backyard that Daniel, you know, like he was climbing the tree, and I didn't know he was doing it, but I was, you know, in the driveway, and I could see the trampoline and the tree in the back, and he's like, "Hey, Dad," and I'm like, "Where are you?" And I look up, and he's like 100 feet in the air in the tree, and I'm like, "Hey, you get down," you know.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, really, it was pretty much like 100 feet, and I'm like, "You better get down." He's like, "No, it's okay, I do this all the time." I'm like, "I didn't know you climb all the way up there. You're going to kill yourself, you know." So, but,
oh,
you know, we do so many things. Like, we live life to the fullest. You know, you just never know what's going on. I mean, everybody has individual passions and dreams. The girls, they're kind of like Daniel's two little mommies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're always hanging out. Tomorrow is going to be, we're going to celebrate Daniel's birthday tomorrow. So he has about 10 things on the list. He wants to go to McDonald's, and he wants to go to Checkers, the fast food place. And he wants to go to the store to buy some things. So we're going to do those things. I don't know. We just kind of chill and do our thing and have a good time, you know, play gigs when we have them. And that's it.
I love it. So many things are going on. I mean, you guys are just always busy and laughing and having fun and doing things with the family. I mean, what more can you ask for? That's just fantastic.
Yeah, it's fun to do. And, you know, the other thing I do, I make music, of course. And, you know, like, since it's all about marketing yourself and being online, so, you know, I do help other musicians out there, like, if there's any musicians listening, any artists that really want to get themselves out there, I do blog, and like I said, my wife blogs, and if anyone doesn't know what a blog is, I mean, it's not just a regular website, it's just making regular posts about what you do with your life. So, you know, we like to help other musicians to succeed online and, you know, help their careers out. So if there's anybody out there that's looking for advice and, you know, helping hand, you know, all they have to do is go to our website and just send a message, and I'll give them a call and, you know, help them out if they want some help to get themselves out there.
That's awesome. Wow, I think that's so great that you do, because most people, you know, are kind of, you know, trying to get themselves out there and just start, you know, just do that. But I love that you, you know, kind of help out other fellow artists out there, because it is tough. It's tough getting your music out there, and it's tough, you know, getting your music heard and on the radio and all that fun stuff. So, I mean, if everybody could pitch in, I mean, you can make it a lot faster. And I love that you do that. That's just perfect.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. Because the biggest thing I learned was, you know, through literally, I mean, I spent $7,000 for a demo. I recorded it in Nashville, recorded in the same studio that Sugarland recorded in. It's called Sound Emporium. And after spending $7,000 for my demo tape, I came up with a business plan, and I thought, well, if I'm going to make it big in music, I need to raise this money and start a record label and go for the big time. Well, what I learned was, you know, not everybody can raise that money, and not everybody can get, you know, a record deal, because, you know, you don't need a record deal these days. So I just tell everybody, I said, look, if you define success for you, success doesn't mean you have to get signed to Sony Records and have 10 number one hits on the top 40 charts, you know?
Right.
So I say, instead of waiting around for the record label to find you, why not just do it because you love it? Why not just do it because you want to enjoy the journey and not just be like, you know, I'll be happy when I get a record deal, when I have a number one hit, because there's too many artists out there that are watching American Idol or that are watching The Voice, and they have it in their mind. And how do I know this? Because I used to be one of them. I used to think, I will love music when I'm a huge star, like Jason Aldean or Tim McGraw or somebody.
Right.
But then I realized, why not just do music because you love it? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Why not just do what you can, instead of thinking you have to just be big time before you can love, you know, what you do with music, you know?
Right. Absolutely. More people need to think that way. I mean, you know, it's really, really hard getting to the top. But, I mean, if you enjoy what you're doing, it will, like, come naturally for you. If you just keep doing what you're doing. Yeah, exactly.
That's
a good motto as well. That's also a good one. I love it. Yeah, and, you know, I know everybody going to be wondering where we can hear more of Touring with the Taylors, hear more of you. So where could we go to purchase all of your music? Where could we go?
Well, if they just go to iTunes and just look up Darren Taylor, or if they just type up the songs, there's a couple of singles out right now that they can go to iTunes and get. One of them is, of course, Will You Marry Us, and the other is called Halftime. And I know it's football season. One of the songs that we put out there, it's called Halftime. And, of course, they can go to our website, touringwiththetaylors.com. The songs can be, there's links to purchase the songs there on iTunes. But they're in all the other stores online, of course. But I'm going to tell you, I'm really excited about this other song called Halftime, because the story with that song was really just one of the most powerful songs I've ever written, because just like Will You Marry Us, it really meant something to me. But I had an appointment with a guy named Drew Smith, who's got a song on Randy Houser's album right now. You know who Randy Houser is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of his, but Drew Smith and I were writing a song. We had an appointment set up. We had written together before, but he ended up, showing up to the appointment looking, like, horrible. Like, I'd never seen nobody looking that depressed, you know? And I'm like, Drew, what's the matter? And he's like, brother, I was going to cancel this songwriting appointment, but something told me I had to come here and write this with you. And I said, what's the matter? He said, well, I was at the doctor yesterday, and he said, here I am, 21 years old, and I'm a week away from getting a record deal with Sony Records. And he said, and the doctor found a lump in my armpit, and they think it's cancer.
Oh.
Now, and worse than that, he said they think it's cancer that spreads the lymph nodes, which is the most dangerous, deadliest cancer out there, right?
Yeah.
So I said, well, Drew, I'm glad you showed up, because I'll tell you, I got this song idea that is all about, no matter what you're facing, you can get through it. And, I myself am a Christian. And you know how, like, the football coach, his job is to fire the team up and tell them we can do this and, everything's going to be all right. You got to give it everything you got. You can make it. Well, we wrote this song, and we actually prayed before writing it because, Drew was just like, man, I'm still worried. I mean, I might have, like, months to live from what the doctor was saying, So, the Lord gave us this song, and basically the song is about the ultimate coach in life. Like, when you're like, looking at life as you would look at football. Are you guys football fans in Texas?
Well, I'm in Illinois, but we like some football. I mean, I'm not crazy about it, I'm not crazy about it, but my dad is a huge football fan, so
You're in Illinois right now. I'm from Illinois, so what part of Illinois?
Yes, we live in Illinois. We're actually in Chicago.
Get the heck out of here. I was born and raised in Burridge, Illinois, right outside of Chicago.
Wow.
And then I lived in Plainfield and worked in Naperville. So, I can't believe you guys are in Illinois of all places.
I know. I'm telling you.
I can't believe that such an awesome country music host and singer like yourself is from Illinois, because I thought, Illinois, especially in Chicagoland, there wasn't too many country fans. Like, back in 94 when I was really getting going with it, none of the girls in that area really liked country. So my first exposure with the girls really digging country was when I started doing shows in Lockport, Illinois.
Wow.
So, but you like football in Illinois with the Chicago Bears at home, right?
Oh, yeah. I watch it all the time with my dad. I mean, he's the crazy fan.
Okay.
He's the one.
Well,
oh, yeah.
Now, I'm going to be coming to Illinois in the near future. So, I really miss the food out there. And, I really, really miss the burritos out there. There's this burrito place on 555 called El Farol Burritos. And speaking of football, their burritos aren't as big as football. But
true.
But, yeah, so anyways, the song Halftime, you know, we wrote it and, you know, was just really pleased with it. And the good news is, you know, Drew's alive today. He, you know, got through what the doctors thought was cancer, ended up that the cancer ended up not even being there and not being cancer. So, yeah, so.
Thank God. Oh, that's amazing, amazing. And, I think it was fate that this song, you know, is here today. And I am just very, very excited and honored to play it. So I would love to play it right now. Let's do it. Halftime, okay? Thank you.
Yes, let's do it.
Perfect. Let's do it. Here we go. Halftime. Check it out.
Excellent.
Perfect.
It was 28-3 when the band hit the field. It was quiet in that locker room. It's hard to catch your breath when you fight with all your heart. More than our pride was bruised. But there's a man with a plan and fire in his eyes. And he knows how to pull us through. He said you can't make a sack or a 50-yard pass if you're standing on the sideline. When you get knocked down and you're out of time, lounge, you gotta prove that it's your time. You gotta play the second half like a 2-minute warning. Play it all on the line. But it ain't never over at halftime. Three kids later, I was taking a walk. It was way too cold at home. I ran into Coach Minkle outside of the diner, and he could tell that there was something wrong. He said that there's a man with a plan and love in his eyes, and he knows how to pull you through. He said you can't miss a sack or a 50-yard pass if you're standing on the sideline. When you get knocked down and you're out of time, out, you gotta prove that it's your time. You gotta play the second half like the 2-minute warning. Or a 50-yard pass if you're standing on the sideline. When you get knocked down and you're out of timeout, you gotta prove that it's your time. You gotta play the second half like the 2-minute warning.
Pleased that I got to chat with you, and we would love to have you back anytime. Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. I appreciate
it. My pleasure. It's been an honor.
Oh, thank you so, so much, and absolutely, anything you have to promote, anything at all, please give us a call. We'd love to help you out any way we can, all right?
All right. Thanks a lot, Josie.
Thank you so much. Talk with you soon. Thank you.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. Darren Taylor, everybody. Oh, let's do it. We're going to post the link after the show. Yes. We'll post the link after the show. All right. Now I am very, very excited. Because we are going to bring back on Malia McKinney. Let's put her back on here. Hello, Malia.
Hello, Ms. Josie. Hello.
Hello, welcome back. And also you here, we're also going to bring on Kevin L. right now. Let's put him on. Hello, Kevin.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. I'm doing great. I'm so glad to have both of you guys on. I mean, I'm so excited because you guys have a lot of things going on that I want to hear about. I'm very excited.
That's awesome, Josie. I think that you're going to be really, really pleased with what Kevin and I are doing. I'm going to kind of turn it over to Kevin, let him introduce the first project that we're working on with the Big Boys Club. Kevin, you want to take it from here?
Yes. Hi, Josie. It's good to be on your program.
Oh, so glad you're here.
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I'm good now. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you know, we've got a new project entitled Big Boys Club. We've got a single that's a composition put together by Malia McKinney and myself. We have a genre of music that we're establishing is called Rhythm and Praise, and so R&P, so for Rhythm and Praise, and it's we've had some success with a prior project entitled Sold Out, like the Soul, S-O-U-L-E-D, and the Sold Out project, we had a song do very well, and it crossed over, and we really just have a heart for establishing a style of music that's positive, you know, working with conscious music entertainment, and you know, bringing a sound. Music is so effective in our young people today that, you know, we have to make a conscious effort to penetrate the forces that be, if you will, and give them some opportunities to hear some quality music. So that's a part of it. And along with that, just, you know, a place where you see real men doing real things. And we create concepts and ideas and opportunities for them because we deal directly with establishing young entrepreneurs and dealing with some of the economic stability issues that exist in the urban communities where you're creating dope boys and the concepts and ideas of being a gangster and this thug mentality that leads to an incredible incarceration rate along with you know, a damaged community where there's so much violence and plague in addiction and drugs, and it's just, it's violent, it's out of control, and it's being glorified and made to be a concept or an idea that's glamorous. And, you know, when you get on the ground where, you know, I'm working in the projects and in the urban communities, places where people don't want to go, you see it's not so glamorous. And so, you know, our efforts are not only to bring awareness to a better style of life, a better style of influence when it comes to music and the things that glorify the things that I just mentioned. You know, it's just a wonderful concept. So it's developing each day. The music is coming along, the new single, the Big Boys Club. You know, because you know, you hear so often, that's my boy, you know, he's my boy. You know, and that's how, you know, men talk. And it's you know, we're not leaving the women out because we believe that when you build a man, you build a family.
Right. Absolutely. Wow, I love that. I love that concept, and it's just, you know, I love what you guys are doing. And how did you guys, you know, come up with this together and, you know, meet and figure out what you guys wanted to do? Because it's just so much greatness in this in this team here. That's so cool.
Well, if that's directed towards me, actually my sister, who is Sheila Ray Charles, she basically introduced me to Mia through some work they're doing with their great, you know, We Are Hope thing and all that they're doing. And it just came together. And then when we talked on the phone for about 2 hours, we just fell in love. There was just so much direction and chemistry that we had amongst ourselves. It was just, you know, a godsend, and we were just, I think, destined to do something together.
Oh, yeah.
That's my
absolutely.
Version. Mia, Mia, what's your version?
Yeah, Malia, right? I mean, you two are great together.
Oh, I love Kevin. He is just, he is my spiritual everything. I mean, the man is a phenomenon as far as talent, business sense. He's amazing. He's a soldier of God, got the heart of Christ. And, you know, we're like energy and a transmitter. I mean, we really vibe together.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Wow, that is so, so cool. So right when you heard... and, you know, talked with Kevin, you right off the bat, Malia, you off the bat just were like, this, you know, this can work out and we can really, you know, do big things with this.
Oh, absolutely. You know me and music, and he's all about music. And he challenges me with the mix of the blend of R&B, rhythm and praise, R&B, gospel and hip-hop, and it's a challenge. So, you know, right now he's mentoring me in music, which has just been a phenomenal thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to write it. It's a challenge, but he's the master, so I'm learning from someone very, very capable.
Well,
that's awesome. That is so
I would have to say, you know, her ability to grasp to it, it's she's, let's just say she's got a heck of a head start in it. I mean, her lyrics and concepts of getting, because really it's about creating an energy in a song. And there's such a need for a pulse out there that's positive, hip, and cool. Because, I mean, it's all trends and fashion, you know, and all of those things are incorporated to dictating a style of life or a trend or a swagger that's out there, and it's being inundated into our young people that, you know, you have to be involved in something negative or do, you know, or that's the cool thing to do and to be about. And I think that, you know, there's not enough real role models for men, especially, you know, I mean, I don't apologize for taking the on the hearts of men and saying that this is geared towards men. As I said, when you build a man, you build a family. And if you think about that, and how that, you know, that especially, and I'll say this, in the African American community, over 51% as a nation poll, over, is incarcerated. I mean, to me, that's another form of slavery. I mean, it's just ridiculous, that number. And you don't think about that, but the prison is a for-profit facility. So, you know, I mean, it's just something to really take a look at, because it's a repeat process, and that's why we're going, a lot of people are doing what they're doing for money and because of creating some economic balance. And there's just some ground floor things that have to take place as a movement in order to create some real change. I mean, these young people are our future. And the violent crimes and the things, they're beyond the ghetto and the hood. They're saturating and penetrating every area of our kids' life, and especially as it directs relationship with schools.
Right.
You know, and the school environment, and to be able to get the proper education that you need. You know, when the streets and the internet are teaching our kids, and the streets and the internet are full of ideas and concepts that lead to destruction, then, you know, who, you know, we'd be blind not to go to those forms, those, you know, the street, go to where they're getting that programming, where they're getting that information, and not send another message. And that's what we're trying to do. That's what we're doing.
I think that's just so powerful and so great that you, you know, show that, you know, you don't have to be, you know, doing all these crazy, awful things and be cool. I mean, you could still be cool, but stay kind of more on the positive direction. And I love that you bring that to the table and do that through music, which is very universal. And I think that's so cool. And also, I heard that there's another project as well that you guys are doing, I believe. Can you tell us a little bit about that one as well? Wow.
Well, actually, it's kind of an old project with Kevin, with the H13 project,
mm-hmm.
in affiliation with some other stuff that's going in, which is kind of just like vessels that are kind of subheaders that's going under the Big Boys Club. But Kevin's done an amazing job with making peace popular and the H13 project. Kevin, you want to touch base on that?
Well, yes, the H13 project is from Hebrews 13. It says, let brotherly love continue, and do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some have entertained angels unaware. So our emphasis is on Rep the Peace Rallies. We have peace rallies. We go into the schools and we... you know, just send, you know, bring in our music and send a message. I don't know if you're getting that static in the background or if that's coming through on my phone. That's a little rough.
I don't think... No, we're not hearing it. Malia, are you okay? Are you able to hear
perfectly?
I'm fine. Okay, good.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so that's what we do, and we've worked around the country in different schools and colleges, and we just go and we just have a Rep the Peace rally. We just tell them peace is the new hotness, that gangster thug mentality is played out. You know, we're real men doing real things, and you know, and this is what's up, and that give them an opportunity to see, that you can have your swag, you can have your style, you can be about it, but you can be about getting your grades, and you can be about getting your money, and you can be about growing your family and being responsible and not going to jail and not getting drugged out and all the horror stories that you've heard and still be cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that in fact it is what's up. You know, there's a changing of the guard. You know, and it reflects in our music. You know, we you know, you don't have to run around and sing about, you know, especially in, you know, rap music and hip hop has infiltrated into the highest levels of our world and our communities. You know, when you look at people who are noted for talking about drug dealing and gang banging and, you know, and all of those type of things, and they're doing a commercial with the president, the CEO of America's number one corporation, you know, doing a commercial on a golf cart, you know, what's that saying?
Right.
What's
That's
that
a very
saying
confusing
to,
message.
To the first? Yeah, I mean, you know, what are you saying? And so for when I said that, you know, we need to create some real role models in what we do, and I'm not knocking anybody for necessarily, you know, the lives that they've come through. You know, we work and deal with helping people who are coming from that lifestyle. You know, you grow up in a war zone, you know, you have a tendency to want to get your battle fatigue on. And some of the people are very much victims of their environment and where they grow up and what they grow up around. And, you know, and so I don't knock anybody. This is a love thing. This is about a love thing, but it's about a things change thing. And mm-hmm. and things change, and we have to elevate as a people. And you know, it starts with an effort. If we get one out there, then we're one to the good.
Absolutely. I was just actually going to say, if you're going to bring this to, you know, schools and all that fun stuff, and, you know, and you mentioned it a little bit, and I think that's, you know, if you want to talk to the youth about all that, then that's the way to go. And, I mean, I would be happy to, you know, promote or do whatever to help you guys out, and, you know, because I'm completely behind this 100%. I think what you guys are doing is just commendable and just, wow. I think it's fantastic. So I would love to help out.
We can always depend on you, Josie. You've always been there, you know, and in our mentoring and my mentoring you, you've developed into quite the songwriter and the performer as well. And, you know, I know your music is going to generate and just resonate also with those that's going to be inspired by your music as well. So, you know, we take that challenge that you bring before right now, and we're going to put you to work. We're going to put you
Let's
to work
it.
Because we know that you are a powerful voice on the radio. And Kevin, you want to shout out your website so that they can get a little vision of your music and get a feel for what we're doing.
Sure. We would love for you to check out what we consider R&P, Rhythm and Praise. And you can hear and go to my website. It's soldoutcd.com. So SOULEDOUTCD.com. Sold out. Like your soul.
Perfect.
So, yeah. Like the last CD.
Perfect. So. And we'll definitely post your link on all of our pages, so it's just a click away, and you can check out everything that you are doing along with the projects that you are doing with Malia, and we'll spread it all over for sure. And I think you are just an amazing artist all around, because I was watching your videos on YouTube, and, you know, you have such great, great songs out there, and I just want to let everybody know, just go to YouTube and type in Kevin L, and you'll pop up, and just check it all out. Just check everything that Kevin is doing. So cool. Just amazing. Yeah. And, you know, I know after the show, people are going to be wondering where they can contact you, or maybe they have, you know, a school or want you to be at a, you know, events and talk and, you know, all that fun stuff. So where's the best place that we can get in touch with you? Where do you think would be the best place for that?
Well, certainly at the soldoutcd.com, but also Go Conscious Music America. Is that correct? Is that what?
It's goconsciousamerica.com.
Yeah, goconsciousamerica.com. And again, just Kevin L, soldoutcd.com, any of those areas, we'd love to come to a school. In fact, you know, we're planning some touring coming up with this new project. So this new project, Josie, is going to be absolute fire.
Oh,
2014
cool.
Fire for the kingdom.
You go. That's
yes, indeed.
Yeah. Wow. That's so cool. I could see big, big things are going to be happening. And, you know, in Illinois, I definitely want to, you know, maybe hook you up. Maybe we can figure out, you know, a place that you can, you know, talk, because, I mean, it, you know, we would love to help out any way we can. I mean, whatever you'd like, we'd love to do it. Definitely.
Can't wait.
Mm-hmm. Anytime. And I think you both are so, so fantastic. And, Kevin, I have to say, we are going to actually get a more full in-depth interview with you when you come on the Josie Show for a interview. So I'm very excited about that. I believe that's going to be on the 22nd.
22nd, yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited.
Me too.
We should be a lot further along with the project and have the new single done. And
perfect.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
That is so exciting. So we'll definitely get to play that, and we'll get to talk about, you know, just everything, get more in depth, because we didn't have a lot of time. But I just wanted, I'm just so glad that you stopped by. And Malia, thank you so much for stopping by as well. We always love you.
absolutely, Josie. Anytime, sweetie.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. It was so nice meeting you, Kevin, and we'll chat with you real soon on the 22nd. All right?
I can't wait. Thanks, Josie. You rock. All right?
You rock. I can't wait to talk with you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. And Malia, thank you so much. And we'll talk with you. Well, I mean, Facebook, I pretty much message you all the time on there. So I'll talk with you soon.
Absolutely.
Gotta love Facebook.
You take good care. Thank you both, Tina, everybody at the Josie Show. You guys are just awesome.
Anytime. We love you, and we always support you with everything that you do, no matter what. So I'm very, very excited that you stopped by with us, all right?
All right, honey. You take care.
You too. Talk with you soon. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Malia McKinney and Kevin L. And yes, Kevin L. is going to be back for a real interview, a full interview, because we were kind of running out of time. So we kind of just got a little bit, tidbit of what he's going to be talking about on the 22nd. So I'm very excited for more of an interview
right,
with him and his music. Yes.
JP is Amit in the chat room. He's interested in hearing how well you yodel.
Yodel? Oh, my goodness.
You haven't yodeled in, like, a year.
Oh, my gosh. Yodel? Did you say yodel? Yodel? Okay.
We used to yodel when we had the little yodel on.
Okay. Okay, let me figure out. I can't do it for that long. Like, I could do, like, one sentence. One moment. Yodel. I can't do it. Okay, I can't do it. I fail. We need that little girl back who, like, was a pro at yodeling. Yes, I don't deserve that, but thank you. Thank you anyway. But, yeah, that little girl who yodeled on the show a while back ago, I mean, she's pro, so we have to hook you up with that. If you want yodeling, go to her, because I still need to practice on that one before. All I know is this part. Yodeling. That's so bad, I know. Oh, I really need to work on that. But I had such a great show with the wonderful Sheila Ray Charles and Malia McKinney and Darren Taylor with Torin with the Taylors. And then Malia McKinney came back with Kevin L., who is going to be a guest on the 22nd, Kevin L. So I am very, very excited, yes. So I am just so, so happy with the show today. We had so much fun, and we got to talk about such great things and such positive things, which is a big part of my life. So big time thank you to Sheila Ray Charles, Malia, Darren Taylor, and Kevin L. You all, we love you. We love you. So now I want to talk a little bit, before we get to the VIPs, I just really quick want to talk a little bit about Country Blast Radio, because there still has been a little bit of confusion with the two shows. I mean, I know we have a lot of links, so it can be very, very confusing. But the Josie Show, which you are actually right now listening to, we are, you know, we do live interviews and, you know, we play music and, you know, we segments, and it's an all-genre show, and we just do different things. This is kind of like the Ellen portion. We just have segments and stuff and just, you know, chat and live, you know, interviews and all genre. And, you know, it's, you know. And also, and then Country Blast Radio is a radio station, which plays country radio station, which plays 24/7 of just country music, but all types of country music. I mean, we have it all here. I mean, we play the best mix of all that country from signed and independent artists, new and classic country music, the top 30 Billboard chart-topping music. We even have some good old Texas dancehall music. I mean, you know, there are some stations who play Texas dancehall music, but not a lot of people play it. So we want to get you dancing up, doing some two-stepping. We want to make sure we keep that for all of you to enjoy. So we even have that on there. We pretty much have country for everybody. You know, if you want classic country music and you're into that traditional, then we have that here for you. And if you like the new, the newer country, then we have that too. We're good. We're good. We got it all covered. And you could check us out for the 24/7 licensed radio station, Country Blast Radio, at countryblastradio.com. We even have a Facebook page for that, facebook.com/countryblastradio. Also on live365.com, you just search in Country Blast Radio and we should pop right up. Pretty sure, yep. We just pop right up and you'll see me in my black country girl hat. I know it's a country boy hat, but still country girl hat because I'm a girl wearing it, so it's country girl hat. Okay. that was a little confusing, but yeah. And also we're on Roku, TiVo, and your smartphone devices, such as iPhone and Droids, by downloading the free Live 365 app. I said free. Yes, it's free. It's free, people. I love that, too, because, I mean, you shouldn't have to pay to listen to your favorites. So free Live 365 app. Do it, people. Do it. And even right here at JosieShow.com when we're not live, like we are right now, Josie Show or Josie Show Special Editions, we have it rolling. We have the 24/7 music right here on the site too, JosieShow.com. So we're everywhere. We got you covered for all of your best in country music. But yes, I just wanted to tell you the difference. Josie Show interviews and more of an Ellen-type situation, and then with the interviews and the, you know, guests, all genre, even, you know, authors and just actresses, just everything. And then Country Blast Radio is just 24/7 streaming country music, and that's all. And it's fantastic, so please make sure you check it all out. Now I'm going to turn over to my wonderful, wonderful, amazing,
The easiest way to tell the difference is the radio station has country stars, and the radio show has squirrels.
Okay, that's not all we have, people. but yeah, pretty much, yeah. So now I want to bring on my amazing, talented, beautiful, gorgeous, fantastic producer slash mama.
Oh, you must want something.
Yes, I kind of do.
All right, we're having pizza tonight. You won me over.
Thank
okay.
you. Now I'll tell you her name, Tina.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Go on Facebook. You'll see our pictures before we headed to the CMA Awards. We're on there.
Yes, check it out. Now, what are the VIP members doing?
I don't know, but, you know, let's give an extra special hugs to all those people that said that we look like sisters. I'm just saying.
Big time hug. Did you see what the wonderful Miss Estenise Nguyen wrote? I mean, seriously, she said
she
that we...
She always writes such beautiful, positive things.
I know, and it was so funny because we were actually laughing about that 2 seconds before we seen her comment that we looked like sisters. We actually did. It was so, so funny. We were just like, it was funny. And then she wrote that, and I'm like... Thank you. I love
no,
you.
I'm
so
happy
thank you.
That
I'm
I got
like,
to see that picture
like,
before anybody.
What?
I got to see that picture first when Tina texted it to me, and I was my reply was, where's all the poofy hair?
That was pre-poof.
That was pre-poof,
yeah.
The poof happened, you know, right before you walk out the door is when you got to do the poof because otherwise it'll just flop.
And may I please comment that it started raining right when we went out with
our
hair?
I couldn't believe
Can
it. I'm like, are you serious? Really? Really? No umbrella. We are. Sunny rain. Yeah, not happy.
Wasn't happy, but it was so totally worth it. I went into the CMA Awards like I was soaking wet, my hair all flat. I didn't even care. I am here.
Didn't even care.
I have arrived.
Yep. That's true.
Yeah, Tina just walks into Lee Bryce's dressing room. Can I borrow a towel?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we'd really be kicked out after that. Woo! No comments on that one.
I'm not going to say I didn't try to find it.
Yeah, I would go anywhere with her. You know what I mean? I mean, if Lee Bryce is going to be there, we're all in trouble.
It's funny. I may be older, but I think you're more mature.
Uh-huh. I actually am. You should see me. I treat her like she's my child all the time. Like, when I'm there, I'm like, okay, just calm down. Please, let's not make a fool of ourselves before we sit down.
You know, it's no fun if you don't make a scene. I mean, come on.
You know? I'm like, please, just please, okay?
People expect it from the Josie Show lady.
I know, and I
well,
have to say we did make a few friends.
When you were at the show, because I was trying to tell Tina, don't try to fold Lee Bryce in half like he's a computer and ship him to me. With a note, put me back together, please.
Oh, God. I don't want to know about that. But, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, it was just so much fun. I mean, it's an experience that I definitely will never forget, and I loved it so much. And, you know, just I think what I loved most about it probably was getting to see kind of behind the scenes, like what really happened.
When we go to commercial on
you
TV.
Know, it's so funny. I mean, you look right there in the audience, and you see all of the stars in the front row, and it's like, you know, hi.
It's hilarious.
I mean, you're just right there. You're
party walking around with your SpongeBob sippy cup.
It was so funny. I mean,
it was so funny.
I mean, I think the TV on TV they actually showed a little bit of it, but we were actually there while Taylor Swift was up dancing and stuff by herself and just doing things.
Yeah.
And it was so cool to actually see it. I mean, during commercial break, the stars would all get up and chat with each other, and it was just so cool to watch. And it was really nice, and I loved it so much. It was really, really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel bad for the seat fillers, because anytime somebody gets up to go to the bathroom or goes up to get an award, they got to run around the whole place just to sit there so there's no empty seats on camera.
Yeah, I would have totally did that job. I wouldn't have cared.
I would have done it.
It's all good.
I would have
did it for free.
Yeah, Tina, you would have done that job, and then Lee Bryce would get back to her seat, and she's like, I'm not getting up. Just sit on my lap.
Oh my God, Taylor Swift, you're all the way up there. Okay, don't worry, I'll fill your seat so you know it doesn't look crazy on camera. It's all good.
It's okay. I'll sit next to Faith Hill for a little while. That's
for a little
right.
bit.
Take
all right.
your time.
Don't worry.
Take
don't
your
worry.
Time.
But I loved it. I loved all of them. It was so much fun.
It was fun. It was nice to get to watch them.
It was.
You know, when you see them on TV, they're always so perfect. But when you get to see them in real life, not that they weren't perfect, they were. But
they were.
Yeah,
right.
I was kind
you
of
know,
worried about
nice
you being there with Faith Hill, because the last woman that grabbed Tim McGraw's ass, she kind of punched in the face and knocked to the ground.
What?
That's our girl.
What?
You didn't
know about that, Josie?
Yep.
Wow.
She
Tim and Faith were at some, some
side,
event in
Nashville,
and some
side.
Fan grabbed Tim McGraw's butt, and she ducked
her
and knocked her out.
No, she didn't grab his behind. She grabbed a frontal area.
Okay,
yeah,
really
I'm
care.
Trying to
you
keep it a little R-rated.
Yeah, well.
Okay, let's get back to VIP members. Are we going to mention a little bit about...
We're going to play some music.
Yeah,
we're going to mention some stuff. We're totally going to get into it before we start discussing body parts and their slang terms next. All right. So first, what I want to do before we get to our VIP members is we have got... Sheila Ray Charles' song, Behind the Shades.
Oh,
so
yes.
We're going to go ahead and play that
play
now,
it.
And then we'll be right back with our VIP info. Here we go.
Here we go. Our girl Sheila Ray Charles with Behind the Shades. Sing it.
It's coming, I promise.
It's a-coming.
I was lost in a world that I never knew. And there was nobody, and not a one to see me through, no. I was so scared for my life, I didn't know where I'd belong. Well, can somebody save me? You see, I've been holding on too long. Just look at my life, baby crying, mother laying dying, brother still drinking. I was just thinking, ooh, ew, ew, ew. Look the way I'm living, in and out of prison, every day sinning, can I be forgiven? Ooh, ew. Yeah, I
a place for me. Just open your arms to love your life, 'cause there's a space for me.
Charles singing her song Behind the Shades, and I love her. She's just incredible. It's, you know, she's just amazing. Please check her out. And so now let's get to those VIP members. I know people are waiting. We keep tricking them. Okay.
No way. We are definitely getting to our VIP members. All right. So if you go to josieshow.com, where hopefully you're listening from right now, click on the VIP tab up at the top, scroll down once you get to the page, and you will find all of our Josie Show VIP members. First, we have Tim Garman. He has got some new music out playing on Country Blast Radio right now, but you can check out everything he has going on at timgarmanmusic.com. Next, Vince Anthony. He is constantly out there touring and doing some great performances, opening up for some amazing people and doing a lot of his own shows. He does acoustic. He works with a band. He's got all kinds of things going on, and you can find him at VinceAnthonyOnline.com. Next, Larry J. Massey. Larry Massey has got a beautiful voice. Again, with songs up on our station, he just sent us a new one called Nursing Home Prayer that you could check out on Country Blast Radio. But you can find Larry at ReverbNation.com/Larry Massey, and Massey is M-A-S-S-E-Y. Next, we have got Wayne Jacobs. Wayne Jacobs is always sending us incredible new music. He is an incredible songwriter, award-winning songwriter, actually, and you can find his music on Country Blast Radio as well as all of these VIP members, and you can also find him at WayneJacobs.co, C-O. So So you can find the rest of the information on him there. Next, we have got Brad Howard. Brad Howard is out there working, playing all over Nashville all the time. He's done some shows here in Illinois as well. He's got fantastic music out that you can also hear on the station. And you can find Brad Howard at facebook.com/Brad Howard Music or reverbnation.com/Brad Howard. He's got a very incredible voice. Next, Rick Seaman. Rick Seaman you can find here on Facebook at facebook.com/Rick Seaman, S-E-A-M-A-N. He has got a really beautiful voice. He does a lot of Hank Sr. material, working on getting some of his own materials out to our station here soon, so we'll have some info on him. If you forget the spelling of the names or any of the websites I gave you, or you want to take a look at these artists, just go to josieshow.com, click on the VIP membership tab, and you'll be able to go ahead and use their clickable links right from our page to get to where they are. Now, keep in mind, each one of these wonderful artists are on Facebook. So if you go ahead and type their name in the search bar, you'll find them, friend them, like their music pages, and you'll be able to keep up with them on a daily basis as far as what they have going on. And they speak to everybody that that comes to their shows and that sends them messages. So you can go ahead and let them know just how much you enjoy their music. And every single one of these artists have or will have their new music out on Country Blast Radio for you to hear. It plays 24/7 country music from all of the artists, signed and independent. But you can hear each one of these artists' music played on there. Many of them continuously showing up on our Country Blast Countdown Blast every single month because their songs are so fantastic and their fans love to hear them and our listeners love to hear them too. So that's the VIP members. And if you want to become a VIP member, regardless of what you do for a living, just go ahead and click on the membership tab right up at the top. Tells you how you can become a member. Tells you all of the fun benefits you get that last an entire year. And it takes you about a minute or less to sign up. All right. So we hope to have you join the VIP.
I have to mention, and that is Josie's dad, Vito, because he has to put up with Josie and Tina on a daily basis. And at the very least, I should send him a sympathy card.
Yeah, he does. He does often get the raw end of the deal. Ah, it's so funny. All right, well, Josie, I'm throwing the hot potato mic back to you. Okay.
Thank you.
Before we run out of time, Aru here.
Yes. Now, before we do run out of time here, I just want to mention our upcoming guests next Friday, next week. My guests are Philip Dane Powell, Robin Ottolini, and Mike Parrish. And so thank you all so, so much once again for joining us on the show. And thank you so much to all of my guests tonight. Sheila Ray Charles, Malia McKinney joined in on there, and Darren Taylor and Torin with the Taylors, and Kevin L. and Malia made an appearance there as well. And we love them all so much. Thank you all so, so much for taking the time to come on the show. And thank you all so much at home tuning in to the show. And we'll chat with you guys next Friday. Until then, have fun and be safe. Good night, everybody. Love that.